You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to A Public Affair. I am your host, Rosanna Longo-Better. Today, we want to honor National Hispanic Heritage Month. We will hear voices from a celebration of the Latino Legacy History Project in front of the Lafayette Recreational Center at a celebration that tells the story of discrimination at the town's 1934 public swimming pool, and how Rose Lauras, her daughter Rosabel Vargas, and other Latino community members fought for their civil rights. I am here at the City of Lafayette, at the Lafayette Recreational Center, and there's music playing and people have unveiled a plaque and they are celebrating a history that has not been told before. I have a young man here who is looking at the plaque and I am going to ask him about why is this important. So please give me your name and tell me why this event is important for you and the community, the Latino community.
So my name is Leonel Alvarado. This is important to me because as a Latino man, a Chicano man, this history was suppressed and hasn't been shown to us at all. And to learn about this and for the first time is kind of like, wow. Our history has been hidden for so long and suppressed by the Ku Klux Klan that was present here in Lafayette. And to finally show light is a big deal, and it took this long is, you know, to have something done is better than not having nothing done. And so this is the first step in moving forward in Lafayette.
Why is this part of the history of this town?
This represents the Chicano community, the Mexican, Latino, Latinx communities in Lafayette in the 1990s. That been suppressed by the Ku Klux Klan. Families that were also World War I veterans that gave for their country only to be treated poorly when they returned. So this plaque brings light to the struggles of the Chicano community and the Hispanic community.
Why is this something that we must remember?
This is important to remember so that way it doesn't happen again, because history can repeat itself if we don't remember. And you know, for example, the Latino community here in Lafayette, they're underrepresented. So telling them this, showing them the story that this is what happened here, and shows them, okay, you know, this has happened, so we need to prevent that from happening again by remembering and learning from mistakes from the past.
Thank you. Can you please give me your name again?
My name is Leonel Alvarado. I'm currently studying at Metropolitan State University of Denver.
If you can please give me your name and just tell me what just happened here. Explain to me the importance of this moment.
Yes, my name is Robert Engel, and I've known Frank Archuleta all my life. And in the last few years, I've known the research that he's done without a computer, without a cell phone. And I really appreciate what Frank's done for our culture here in Lafayette that happened a long, long time ago, where they became prejudiced against the Mexicans. My family's lived here since the 1900s. And I knew about the swimming pool, and I knew that they were discriminating against the Mexicans, but I never knew that there was anything we could do about it, because at that time we felt like we needed to be quiet. And I thank so much Frank and the other people that has worked on this project to bring these information out in the public and to get it into the curriculum for the students of the town of Lafayette, because it needs to come out so that it's not hid under wraps anymore. And I just appreciate it. I thank you.
Thank you so much. If you can please explain to me why you are in a wheelchair, and also if you are a veteran, if you can tell us about your story too, as it relates to the city of Lafayette, with all the respect.
Well, I grew up in Lafayette. I went into the Air Force after high school and was in the Air Force for 4 years. And then what happened to me, the reason I'm in my wheelchair, is because I got stomach cancer, and then at the same time I had a blood circulation problem, and it wasn't going to my right leg, so they had to cut it off. And so that's why I'm in a wheelchair.
You as a veteran, and you as being born here in Lafayette, what would you say to those young people that belong to the Latino community? Why is it important for them to know about this history?
I would say to the young people, you need to stand up for what you believe in, for your culture, because if you don't, it's going to be lost. And we don't want to lose our culture. Our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and even farther back than that, went through this horrible situation. And I know when I was growing up, you had to be quiet about being a Mexican. And I did not like it. I felt like I was less than other people, and now I know that I'm not.
What would you like to also say to the wider community of Lafayette? Why is it important for them to acknowledge this part of history that is painful, but that we cannot close our eyes to?
Because I think, like it's been said, that if you don't recognize the past, you're going to repeat it. And if we repeat what happened here with that swimming pool and the way the people were prejudiced against Mexicans, it is bound to happen again. And we just can't afford that.
Please retell the story shortly for the listeners about this swimming pool built here in Lafayette.
It was a swimming pool that was built here on this property, and they put a sign up and they said that no Mexicans were allowed, and so the Mexicans just didn't come, they didn't do nothing. And at the same time of that period, the Ku Klux Klan was involved, and they were all embedded into our city government, and they made things very horrible for the Mexican people.
So today, here outside the recreational center here in Lafayette, this is extremely symbolic.
Yes, it is, because this is exactly where this whole issue started. Like I said, we can't let it happen again, and it's so good to have this plaque here in front of the recreation center, because everybody can see it. And like I said again, I hope that this gets into the curriculum of our younger kids and of our older kids, because nowadays I think in Lafayette we're going back to, again, to where we're not recognizing that there are Mexican people here, and that they were here from the beginning, and they got this city, they got this town going, and we can't forget it.
Thank you so much. Please give me your name again, and tell me again when you served, sir.
My name is Robert W. Engel, and I served in the Air Force from 1970 to 1974.
Thank you so much for your service, and thank you for letting me interview you. So please start by telling me your name and the importance of this moment.
Ma'am, my name is Frank Archuleta. I'm a longtime resident of Lafayette here, and my familia has been here for almost 100 years within the community here, and we go back even farther than that. From in Colorado here, we go back to the San Luis Valley back there, to the Manzanares Plaza, probably back in about 1840s, way back when. As far as growing up in Lafayette, we went through a lot of racism and discrimination. And in the 30s here, when Lafayette decided to build up a swimming pool here in Lafayette, the city town board went ahead and leased it out to the Lafayette Fire Department. And a lot of Latino families went ahead and donated cement and helped work on the swimming pool here in Lafayette. But unfortunately, when it was time to go swimming, they put up a sign, the fire department, white trade only. And so the Latinos could not swim in the swimming pool at that time. But not only that, a lot of the families were World War I veterans at that time. So the racism and discrimination just continued through many, many years here. And as Rose and them, they were brave enough. She was a young civil rights leader at 32 years old, went ahead and took a petition to the Boulder District Court. And within 9 days after that, the Ku Klux Klan marched heavily within Lafayette, frightening the Latino, Mexicanos, Chicanos in Lafayette. Rose Lavada, they scared her out of town and she moved to Santa Monica, California. In 1935, 1 month before the courts happened, she was killed, run over. Her 13-year-old daughter had to come back into the court system and testify. And as far as the court system, there wasn't no judgment. But then from there, the Boulder District Court, they turned it back into the Supreme Court. And the Latinos, they lost in both courts. Well, the swimming pool in Lafayette was only open for 2 weeks. And what they did, they went ahead and they basically just let it sit. And then a year later, they went and made a ball field out of it. But it was a shocking moment for everybody because not only the Latinos couldn't swim, well, the white folks in Lafayette, they wasn't able to be able to swim in the swim pool that everybody, as far as collaboration, helped build the pool. Going on here, as far as in the community of Lafayette, working with Rachel Hansen here at the Collective Arts Center, she's a young white civil rights leader right now, and she's helping out an awful lot within the collective here, the Lafayette Art Cultural Resource Center here. And we went ahead and I brought the stories to her, and she went ahead and decided that to help out, we would try to get the pool named in the Rose Luatas's name, because Rose was the one that was denied access with her daughter and that. Well, then what happened after that, we went ahead and we did a presentation to the Human Rights Commission in Lafayette. And from there, the Human Rights Commission took it to the City Council. And in 2019, the City Council went ahead and did a proclamation, and they named the pool after Rose Luatas. Well, throughout investigating more history in that, when the Ku Klux Klan in Lafayette, went ahead and decided, well, let's tell a true story. And as the story's coming out, we decided to go ahead and basically come up with a plaque here. And this is what this dedication today is this historical plaque. And what we're trying to do in Lafayette right now is to stop the racism and discrimination in the community and build a truly healthy, inclusive community in the town of Lafayette here. Well, here a few months back, I went to the Boulder Valley School District and I did a presentation to the Boulder Valley School District superintendent and also to the director of the curriculum department. And during the presentation, they went ahead and agreed to go ahead and include into the Boulder Valley School District curriculum the Rose Luatas story, the racism in 1934, discrimination and racism in Lafayette here. So the process is, I should say, being told now as far as the stories and that. And hopefully the younger people that grow up in the community, they can see this great historical plaque here and they can understand what racism and discrimination is all about. And hopefully in time, they can change their minds from their fathers to their grandfathers as far as being prejudiced and racist in the community in Lafayette and elsewhere. Anybody that comes in this recreation center, they can read that plaque and they can pause and for a minute or two and have true feelings as far as, well, what really did happen and how can we do our parts in stopping racism and discrimination. As we know right now, our country is totally divided. And I don't care if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat or independent. It is so divided right now. And unfortunately, I feel it's getting worse right now. And each community, if they all do their parts, as we're trying to do right here in Lafayette, trying to work with City Council on other issues and that, hopefully we will be able to build a beautiful community in Lafayette, which we all grew up in this community. And our input is very important in this community here for the generations that are going to be coming up in time here.
Thank you so much. That was Archuleta here at the Lafayette Recreation Center, where recently they have put up a plaque in remembrance of this history, this sad history that the city of Lafayette went through. This is for social justice, for racial justice, and there's a group of people here enjoying the music, reading, and coming to consciousness. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
My name is Tim Barnes. I'm with the Lafayette City Council, and we just dedicated a sign in front of the rec center here in Lafayette to recognize the renamed pool, the Rose Luares pool, and provide the history for those entering the rec center so they have a full understanding of the history of racism, specifically around what happened to Rose Luares in Lafayette.
Why is this important for the wider community to know here in Lafayette?
It's important for the wider communities so that they understand that we are an inclusive city but still have work to do. And inclusivity means recognizing all the populations here. There's a deep history of what has happened to the Latino population in Lafayette that needs to be celebrated, and that starts with recognizing the racism that was institutionalized in the past, and then move forward to build an even more inclusive city.
This is a symbolic moment, a historic moment, but this is not the end. This is just the beginning. There's also a talk about now having this history in the curriculum of the schools. Can you talk about that and the importance of this?
Having the history of what's happened in the school system, the Boulder Valley School District, is an important piece so that as residents who are here grow older, they already understand the history of what has happened, so this will never go away. If we can have it in the school system, the students will understand, oh yeah, I know that history. And then once that history becomes a common knowledge, then this type of event will never occur again within the schools, as long as the children have an understanding of what did happen.
It's big, huh? It's huge.
Yes, it's enormous. And, you know, I'm kind of overwhelmed with the reality that this has transpired over time, and I'm here to be able to experience this awakening and really a symbol of what's necessary in order to move towards inclusivity. And I'm sad that it took this long for us to be able to do this.
Took time, but it's happening. Thank you so much, sir. Can you please give me your name again?
Tim Barnes. I'm with the Lafayette City Council.
Alejandro Murillo. Esto es increíble. Yo me crié aquí en Boulder, en la zona, pero nunca entendía la historia racista que hay aquí. Y ahora que la comunidad lo está reconociendo, que la ciudad de Lafayette lo está reconociendo y cambiando el nombre de la piscina, pues es muy importante.
It's a historic moment right now. Es un momento histórico. And you are just telling me that you have never heard about this story growing up here in Boulder County, in the city of Lafayette. We are right now experiencing a historic moment. If you can please tell me, why is this important for you?
It is important for our communities to recognize the history so that we can understand what work we need to do currently and in the future. As I said, I had no idea, and now I know to learn more and to spend more time talking with the people that know the history so that then I can do greater work in the future to help reparations.
Reparations and liberation. Why are these two words that I have heard here repeatedly important?
Because there is no moving forward together without true healing. We need to heal the scars that are in this community and bring people together. This is very much a diverse community who's here celebrating, and this is how we were brought together.
Your personal experience growing up in Boulder, does this resonate with you? Like, were you able to hear about this in your classes, in your history classes? Was there a reference about this?
So no, honestly, in our classrooms, this was never brought up in terms of local history. We very much learned that racism was maybe something that was a bigger problem in other parts of the United States. There were obvious lived experiences that I had, that my classmates had, that showed that racism is a problem everywhere, but the level of organized racism, we had no idea about. It was never taught to us, and that is why I'm also so happy to learn about it today.
Thank you so much. That was Alejandro Murillo here at the Lafayette Recreational Center talking about his personal experience about racism in Boulder County. Tell me where we are and what just happened and the importance of the moment.
My name is Rachel Hansen. I work with the City of Lafayette Arts and Cultural Resources Department. I'm the program manager. We're at the Lafayette Rec Center on Sunday, September 12th, and we were here for a dedication of a sign that acknowledges the Rose Luaris Poole story from 1934. She was a civil rights leader in Lafayette who fought for equal rights for Mexican Americans to be able to swim in the public pool.
This is a historic moment. People were surrounding this plaque and there was music playing, people spoke, and it was a moment of silence also, but also of acknowledgement. Why is this so important for not only the Latino community that lives here in Lafayette, but for the wider community?
I think that it's extremely important for us to learn from our history, to look at our history and look at both the good stories, the happy stories, and the sad stories, the ones that might make us sad or angry or embarrassed. And it's hard to look at those things. They bring up a lot of feelings. For Latino community, it might bring up sadness or anger. For the white community, it might bring up shame. It might also bring up sadness. It might bring up guilt. And I think it's important for us to share in acknowledging the histories that we might not talk about. And I am really proud and honored to be part of the storytelling about Rose Luaris and her daughter Rosabel, who were very brave in that time period when there were white supremacists in the community, when they were fighting against the town leaders. And as a female, I'm sure that was difficult. As a female of color, I'm sure that Rose had a lot of fear around that. But she also wanted to give her daughter a brighter future. And I'm sorry that never came to fruition in her life. And I'm glad that we've been able to bring community together to acknowledge her hard work and honor her in a way that never happened when she was living.
I have heard from some leaders here in the community, this is just the beginning, that this history is also going to be taught in the schools. Why is it important to tell these stories to our children?
It's important to tell our stories to our children so we don't repeat the same mistakes that we've made in the past, or the mistakes that we don't even know about. And in putting together the exhibit, which I helped to put together for the City of Lafayette, and we exhibited in 2020, we were able to tell the story in depth and address things that hadn't been even found out about prior. And it brought the whole story to light. And that was important. One of the descendants of Rose Luaris came in to see the exhibit, and he's a teacher in a middle school in Denver. And he wrote a lesson for his students right after he left, and he taught that lesson to his students. And he ended up really connecting with his students as a result of that lesson, and they learned and they were inspired and they were surprised that it was a true history that had a personal connection to their teacher. And he really felt that he made an impact. So going forward, we've had Frank Archuleta has presented that the information about the exhibit to the Boulder Valley Public Schools, and they are working to bring the story of Rose Luaris and what happened in Lafayette to the curriculum in Boulder Valley Public Schools so that we can move forward and share these stories and acknowledge these people who were kind of quiet heroes, civil rights leaders in our community, in a way that's meaningful and impactful. Certainly a personal connection makes a lesson be more important and more impactful to students as they learn.
Why is it important to have allies, especially when you belong to a minority community that has previously felt oppressed and discriminated?
I think allyship is very important, and we can't grow and move forward without allies. And I feel that we gain so much from sharing and growing and learning together, regardless of what our how we describe ourselves. And so being an ally or having allies is important for any growth of any community as Lafayette works to become an inclusive, healthy community.
That was Rachel Hanson, Program Manager for the Arts and Cultural Resources City of Lafayette. Before we heard from Alejandro Murillo, Cultural Broker Liaison from the Office of Sustainability, Climate Action and Resilience, Boulder County, Tim Barnes with Lafayette City Council, community member and oral historian Frank Archuleta, veteran who served in the Air Force Robert W. Engel, and Nionel Alvarado, student at the Metropolitan State University. At an event in Lafayette, in an unveiling of a plaque that holds the oral history of a story of discrimination. The intention is that this history will now be taught at schools in the hope that the events it commemorates will never be repeated. This has been a public affair in honor of National Hispanic Heritage Month. I have been your host, Rosanna Longo-Better. Stay tuned for a Counterspin, followed by our morning sound alternative.